The following program is presented by HAudio.com.
I used to say, my wife said, we're on Amud Kufta Zayin, and the morale's going on the Pasik. And we're trying to understand what these five things are. The last time you explained the first three things in terms of Yad Chazakas and Tuya Mayer Gadol, each one dealing with a different aspect of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Mitzvah. Now on Oysos and Maivsim, he's going to explain what Oysos and Maivsim are. Behine Oymer. No, it says, but Oysos are Amata Maivsim Zadam. So what's the difference, first of all, what's the difference between Oysos and Maivsim, and what's the difference between Dam and Mata? You know, why is each one shayach that one? Ubi Adavazeh Bini Oysos and Maivsim. Because of the Kura, it says, V'nosan Lecha Oysos and Maivsim. It says by a Navi Sheker, or Navi Emes, if he comes and he does an Oysos and Maivsim, you shall listen to him, you shouldn't listen to him. So it says, it's a pre-patch today, it says, V'nosan Lecha Oysos b'Shamayim, that there'll be an ois b'shamayim. V'cheinu oimer v'ele oisais ulema adim oim moifes baretz. So Rashi says in the name of Sifri that the difference between ois and moifes is ois is a shamayim and moifes is baretz. V'cheinu oimer em tal yiyal ha'gizu levada v'la atzchariv and so on. V'lupir sekashe mashom mekam v'ois ha'mata avgan is ois b'shamayim. If the agdor of ois is b'shamayim, how does it say here ois is mata, l'mais mata wasn't b'shamayim? So first, Lamaisa, he's going to explain a little bit of a different hezba, which does fit into the Sifri. I mean, Rashi is a Sifri over here, he's not arguing on the Sifri, but what he's saying goes into the Sifri. So he says like this, Kikol Shina Shinira Bechol Nikra Ois. Anytime there's a change, the change comes from the person that's doing it. The change is a chiddush in the person that's doing it. That's called an oz. Kigoyin sheyema hine apoil oz yifo kach bekach. Vizenikra oiz. First, somebody goes and with his bare hands he breaks down a wall. That's called an oiz. Vashina shu b'mifal, or in Flush and Burai is mispoil. A shina that happens in the thing that God hit. Sheyema kadova ze mispoil or mifal kach bekach. Let's explain a little bit outside first, then we'll see it inside. What is the difference, Lashon Kodesh, between Ois and Maifis and the common usage of Ois and Maifis? Both of them mean a sign, a proof, some sort of raya. Well, what's the difference between the two? And let's take the difference in the way it's used. The word Ois means a sign. The word maifis usually is used to mean proof. It's usually used more strongly than an ois. So an ois is just a sign and a maifis is a proof. Like, what is the difference in the strength of how strong it is? If you'll take a look at Yishayinim, when Yishayinim want to say they're proving something, the Ramban will sometimes say, and I have three maifisim for this. It doesn't mean maifisim, it means I have proofs. Well, what's the difference between an ois and a maifis? So, the difference is like this. When a proof is indirect, and it's by analogy only, for instance, let's give an example. A Rebbe comes along, and he makes a tremendous maifsin. He picks up the building, puts down the building, and gevalt. And then he says, you see what I could do? I want to tell you that, if so, you're not allowed to eat Pnei Lachon Pesach. You're not allowed to eat Shriya. Now, what type of raya is that? It certainly doesn't prove anything intrinsically, but it's an analogy. I say, listen, this person is so hooked in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he could do such tremendous things. Then Mistama, he's a tzaddik and a big Talmud Chacham, and Mistama knows what he's talking about, and probably he's right about this. That is a proof that's indirect, but it's by analogy. I'm saying that A is a sign for B. I think I once told over the story. I had a friend of mine whose brother is very sharp-witted, very slet, and he once came to visit him. And my friend had a little boy, basically 6 or 7, and The boy's uncle tells him, they got into argument if the house belongs to him or not. The kid said, it's our house, and the uncle said, it's my house. So the uncle says, I'll prove it to you, it's my house. He touches the ceiling, he was a tall guy, and he says, you can't do that. You see, it's my house. So the kid started jumping and started staying on a chair and walking on a ledge. The poor kid didn't realize was the argument doesn't prove anything. He was trying to slug up. He was trying to slug him up, but he didn't. The word so what wasn't part of his vocabulary. I mean, that he took for granted, and he was trying just to say, I could also touch the ceiling. An ois means that something is a sign for something else, but that's always an indirect sign. A maifis is a proof. A proof can only be mineu bei. When from the context of the thing itself you've proven, that is called a maifis, and that's a real proof. A navi, if he comes along, you can have an external type of proof. Listen, if I can do this and this, then bal korcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me, and I must know what I'm talking about. Or it can be a lot more direct to the type of inyan he wants to do. So an ois, in the Lashon HaSifri, ois is b'shamayim, means a navi is someone that comes along and says, this is what's going to happen in this world. A navi is coming to say something about this world. So the navi's proof should be in an inyan that's negiah to olam hazeh. He can bring an oath as well, or alternatively, he can say, he can predict an ois, that's fine. But at least we understand the Ramban has a kasha on Rashi, l'may nafkimina. There was a halacha, there's no nafkimina. If a navi comes along and says, tomorrow a star is going to explode in this place, and it happens, it's fine. And if he says, tomorrow this tree is going to burst apart, that's also fine. There is no difference between ois and maifis in halacha. So the moral says, but the chilek is that described differently. If the raya he's bringing is from an event that's very not related to nyone da'ara, that's called an ois, it means it's a sign. If this and this is there, if I see the lights on in somebody's house, he's probably home. That is an ois. If I see the door open, I say he's the only one with the key. So that's a maifis. So one is indirect, one's direct. The more it belongs, the more that shayach to shamayim, the less direct it is. The more it shayach to something in this world, that becomes closer to a proof rather than a sign. So in a navi, it's called oisei maifis because that is just a general categories. One. And it's telling me a chiddush that a navi shaykh, even if he brings a maifis, you don't believe him. And a navi emes, even ois is enough. This we have two categories to explain why you need those two categories. Besides that, you have another inyan. So the maral says, I want to pinpoint what he's saying. It's not really totally the shemayim varetz as such. It's totally mitzad the poel or mitzad the mafil. Is it what happened is a chiddush mitzad the one that did it or mitzad the one that it happened to. A type of inyan that where you see in the way the Rav Ramelach describes it in the capital B'tzeis Yisrael that we said this morning, or we sang this morning, I don't remember where Zaytan, we sang or said, but B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim Beisakar me'am loyes Hoyse yiru l'kotche Yisrael atzloysav, says Hayom ro'a v'ayonos Hayard in tisav l'ocher. The Yam saw and he ran away. The Yardain went backwards. And when Madaik, I think, when we spoke about Pirus Yamsuf, Hayom Ro Vayonis between me Nos, says the whole Isaac, the Yam ran away. What do you mean? Who ran away from? I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu split it. It wasn't going any place. Moshe split it. But the pasuk says Hayom Ro Vayonis, Hayan Tisav La'ocher Haron Tigdu, and then the Ramelach phrased it as a question. Malacha Hayom Kisonis. What do you mean, Malacha Yom Kisonis? I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu has a stick, and he makes sure it's Yamsuf, and that's the end of it. Well, what's the question over here? And the answer, the Teretz is, both things happened in Kriyas Yamsuf. There was a Pu'ula Mitzad Moshe Rabbeinu, a Pu'ula, a Maisa that could split the Yam into two. That was Pu'ula 1. And that, there's no Kasha, no Teretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kriyach, and he does it. There's a second question. The Yam ran away also. The Yardin went backwards. It didn't stop. It ran away. The Harim were Turkidu Chayilim. there was a shinui mitzad the mispoil, mitzad the one affected by it, that he also did an about face and ran away. So that Davra Melech is asking it on that nekuda, and on that nekuda we have the Maaseh Mavi, and it's a much deeper nekuda in that sense, because it's one thing. I understand when a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes by, then everything is split. But why is the Yam Nispoel, and on that the Yam answers? So that's what he says over here, that the difference is between a Shinu in the Poel or the Nispoel. Lekach, Hamata Shu Poel, the Mata was something which, it was a proactive force. Hashinu Sheish Bo Nikra Ois, anytime something happens with him that's extraordinary, it's called an Ois, Shrei Nira Shinu Bo Poel. So a proactive type of nace is called an ice. Anything which is a shinui in the mispoil is called a mitis. The aim of all makos shinui be mispoil she'omar davazin nasa v'chidush k'may adam shazan amayda. So he said, if you want to pick one makkah where the shini is mitzad the makabel, mitzad the mispoil, dam is the one. Because the most, like he says here, tzfardim, it's normal for tzfardim to be around the yam. You go to a brook, there's tzfardim there. The question is, how many tzfardim? So the chiddush isn't, hey, how come the river has tzfardim? A river has tzfardim, except that the makkah was able to make thousands of tzfardim. Orov exists. Except that they normally stay in one place, he sent them into the cities. Most of the nisim are all mitzad the pearl, and that's why it's called an os. Dam is called a mofes because water does not become blood. So the chiddush that is in the passive one, the chiddush that's in the makabel, in the mispoil, that's called a mofes. So the ois is called mat. That's why he says the aim of makas shinim mispoil she'omad dovas and nasa chidush she'ubriya shenim dachateva avosham makas shemayim shorts and tzfardim mayim have tzfardim eviterach kolay tzlashes kinim. Lice are also something that exists. People have lice. It's just that everyone has them so much. But that's a ma'isim mitzidi that I can make them so such a ribui. Then v'cheino orif ka'olam chayis dorsis borod arba choyshe. This is even though choyshe is something that it's not normal, it should be so long, but the Metzias of Choshech, it does exist, it's because the head of the Lefikach ein shinui zeh mispoil. Lefikach lo timtzo makah shetikra moifes rak dam. If there's a makah that's called a moifes, it's the dam. And then he says, v'kashatayim, he gives a little mashal. Achita zois, ata bizman achoyer tisma achita. If I come along and say, here's a wheat kernel, I'm planting it now in the middle of winter, the seed's going to start growing. Aval ein ze shinui mispoil, that's not a shinui in the chita, that a chita starts growing wheat. So a chita imuchenes le tzmoyach ol gadol chita. A chita has in itself the power to do it. It's just that it's very hard to bring out of a chita the stalk while it's winter. Aval shinui mispoil hu, a shinui mispoil would be shatoy mahine min akitnis tizma chita. The fact that from the kidneys a chita grows. So if somebody takes a wheat, I can make with wheat. One is I take a wheat kernel and plant it in the winter, and it grows in the middle of winter. That's a shinim mitzad, the one that's doing it, that's an ois. And then I can plant a wheat kernel and I get chumus instead. That's a shinim mitzad, the mispoil, that the chita can do that. Marcus, because also people die. There is no real shinim mitzadim as well. Dying is a normal pula of people. Just at the same time, the same shot, and so many people, that's a chiddush. But the real time when something, the makabel changed, is only by dam, he says over here. Okay. Let's skip the next one. He's in the middle, he says, like, Hashem wants to be chadish in both of them. I want to explain a little bit about this, a little bit more.
What is the reason? What is the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makes both of them? And like we said before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not playing. Each one of these type of ma'isim is there for a reason to demonstrate something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses a nes to demonstrate something. We said over a lot of times that in the Sfarim it says that a nes doesn't mean a miracle in this only in the sense of an unnatural event. A nes means something which shows something clearly. Taken from the pasuk nes nesis nesata, a nes means a flag, a masthead. It's called a nes. So it seems like that in Tanakh also. It means when somebody flies a flag on top of a ship, that is his masthead, and that's what he's proclaiming. A nes is where the emes of emunah shows itself out in the world. Both of these things are very important, and let me explain why. The first yesod of emunah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can intrude into this world and overpower it. Those are every first step of emunah is something which teaches me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more powerful, most powerful, all powerful. Those are inyanim mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's asiyah, and that's the first insight of emunah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all powerful. But that's lacking in emunah. And like I've explained a lot of times, if somebody is more powerful than me, completely more powerful than me, it doesn't mean that I am not. The fact that I can lamashal, if somebody is a lot more powerful than me, he might overcome me in a day, in an hour, in a minute. But it requires some time to do it. It's not instant because I exist, I'm a person, he's stronger. So it takes some time to do that. The emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger is the aleph of emunah, but it's not emunah shleima. Like it says in the Psukim, you know, Ashamakim is Bashmaim Imal, Balaz Metachas, Einoid Movado, it says each one was a step. Rachel was the last one that said Einoid Movado. You have a Yeshua, one of the two. The one who said, the person that was mechadish, Einoid Movadai, was Rachav Azayna, of all the people in the world. Rachav Azayna was mechadish, the musik of Einoid. It says like this. She told the people, she hid the spies, and she said, she hid the two meraglim that came, and she said that the reason I'm hiding you is Vatenu Lashem Yadati Kenas Hashem Lachem Es Haaretz. I know that you've gotten Eretz Canaan. The God's fear has befallen you. And people have just melted away. People have become scared. The Kishamanu, we heard about Priyas Yamsu. Vanishma Vayimas Avenu. Vloikama Oidruach Bish Vitechem. Kashem Lakechem Lakim Eshwai Malvaras Vitochas. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because I heard that lekama ruach peish by says HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shmayim imalvaz betochas. It means that if somebody can stand up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up there, and we're down here. He's stronger. If there's two reshuyas, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shmayim imal means he comes to fight us like an outsider. So just like I guess in Yonad Yema, when in 10 years, 12 years ago, in the first Gulf War, when at the third day Saddam Hussein declared victory, and they asked him why, He said, because they gave us 2 days to hold out, and it's the third day I'm holding out of it. So Baal Karcha, the Pshat is, I exist. I'm it's clear that America is more so powerful, but I do exist. I'm a person. It means he's an outsider. I exist. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up there, and he's much more stronger than me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Aretz Mitachas means that there is no Metzius in the world without him either. Similar to what we said last time when we explained the Maral on the first type of the Zorah Neturi, Chazaka, where we explained the difference between the first three things. The first one we said is Yod Chazaka means that things cease to exist. That's the type of mitzvah it is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs, the first thing is he needs to prove an ice, and then he has to prove a mitzvah. So, or he has to prove both of them together, let's say. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to prove both. Umipnei, Shamakis Bolem Mitzrayim, now he explains, so to sum up, we now have five elements. We have the first three inyanim we spoke about was Zoyin Akriya Marigadol V'yat Hazaka, and the second thing is ice and mitzvah. So Maral says, Vashem Yisparach Mitzrayim Paul Shinuyim Adei Shtei Dvarim Eilu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to do two things. He needed to do both the Yom said before and here also. Skip the last paragraph on the right side of the design. Umitnei, Shamakas Shebol Mitzrayim Adei Shtei Sibus. There were two Sibus for the Makas. Ha'echod Lahakos Eisam Al-Khatom. The first reason for the Makas is to punish Mitzrayim. There were two angles over here, and I want to explain this a little bit because it's important to understand. In the inyanim of emuna, in the inyanim of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we speak of Hashem Elokim. Hashem Elokim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Havaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the all and one encompassing. Elokim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with a certain anhaga. Elokim is a lashon of mishpat, like Elohim loisakalul. It says a dayan is called Elohim. By Aaron it says Yoch Elohim. Elokim is a lashon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a mishpat. If a person believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but is kaifa in the midas hamishpat, in the world, that's also kfira. Hashgacha in the global sense means HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'toyas Elokim, b'toyas Shaita Ta'aretz. A lashon that Chazal use always is less din v'less dayim. There's no din in the world. There's no mahalach of din in the world. And ki'ani Hashem oisem mishpat ba'aretz is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world manifests himself not as somebody who's very strong, but as someone that's running the world with anhagav mishpat. And if a person does not believe in that, then he's being kaifa and he's saying less than less time. Chazal call that kfira. So emuna requires an emuna in Elokim and an avaya. One is that the world is run on mishpat. So the punishing the mitzrim was not just, listen, it's a good thing to punish the mitzrim, and they did a lot of bad things, let's punish them. That's fine. It's not fine. It's not an important thing. They don't have a chelik or mahabba, they're not shy to it. But the world would be a perverted world if the makom haresha there wasn't a mishpat. If in a place where bad happened, in the end that Kadosh Baruch Hu was not shayfit, it would be a bad place. I think I once told you over in the Master Chavetz Chaim, they came to Chavetz Chaim and told him that somebody in Radin was torn apart, Lolenu, by dogs. Died a terrible death, torn apart by wild dogs. And the Chavetz Chaim said, 25 years I've been waiting for this. He said, this person, 25 years ago, threw out an almana with the little kids on a cold winter day, threw them out of the house, and they were left homeless on a cold street. He said, it says in the Pasuk, that he yitzakun alayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heed the cry of an almana and yisayimim. And I knew it was going to happen. I just didn't know when it would happen. To understand that this world within itself has mishpat, it's very deep. Mahalchim and Israel is half of the emunah. And that's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to megala himself in Mitzrayim, you needed to do both. You even see in the Bris Ben Absarim, it says, "V'gam nesagores yavodes samdona noichi." I go to mishpat that goy. What's for? I mean, it was important to tell. Avraham Avinu is worried about his kids. He couldn't care less about the mitzvah. He's telling him that geyazah achavas olahem v'avod avinu isam and so on and so forth. That he has to tell Avraham Avinu to understand. That makes sense. Bachach yetsi b'kosh gadol. I could also understand. It makes sense because they'll be compensated. They'll have what to start. They'll have what to start life with. They'll whatever your kush gadol is, but it's going for Klal Yisrael. I understand why it's important for Avraham. What's the dana noichi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the shvatim on them? The terrors is because if there would have been a shivut Mitzrayim without the oisfer of mahalchi mishpat, then it would basically stay forever a kasha. What you needed was to bring out HaKadosh Baruch Hu megala himself as Hashem Elokim, and he did it by both ways. A, there was the Marcus and so on served the purpose to punish Mitzrayim, and those punishments are a gilu that there's din the dying in the world, that the world goes to Macha Mishpat. And then the second element was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself, that he's Kol Yachol and he's Lomar and he's Bal Yerim Tachayim. Okay, we'll hold it here. Because the Paul means it's an outside force. If I say this building is weak, I'll throw it to you and I give it a kick. So I say to myself, it could be the kick, it could be the building. If I kick a building and it falls out, so I could say maybe I kicked very strong. But if the building starts crumbling on its own, then I know that it's the building. An os is an outside force. An outside force is never a proof. And in logic, the first part is you can only disprove something when it has an internal inconsistency. I can't ask from one system to another system. So if something has an internal inconsistency, so if I say this building is a weak building, prove it. And I take a bulldozer and knock it. It might be the bulldozer, a very strong bulldozer. But if the building standing by itself begins to crumble, that's a riot that's inside the building. Yeah.
Isn't fire an effect on this fire through hell?
In that nekuda of Shelek and Eish Mislakachas, there is a nekuda that correct. I think we spoke about it when we spoke about
fire. Why is it
such a but it's, that's part of it. You know, it's the Eish of Bara, but that's in Bara, you know, the Muslim Bara, it exists. Dam is the most, Dam is the strongest riot that there's something like that.
Dam exists also.
What?
Dam exists also, as much as Bar does, so.
But Dam, it wasn't coming from outside. The water turned into Dam. The water changes with Tzias. Nothing changes with Tzias. The fact that the water changed with Tzias is that.
It's the Bar changes with Tzias also.
I understand. I don't know. Fine, let's leave it. Let's leave it as a shadow.
There wasn't two reasons why
The two reasons why? One is to prove or to demonstrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Shefik Kalaretz, and one is to demonstrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kol Yachol. All the times, he can do everything and he's the right. Omnipotent is omniscient. Yeah.
How does Os relate to Shemayim's in the West direct? How is
Y Shemayim? It's just like, whenever I bring a proof, Chlapi the world here, Shemayim is outside. And any proofs that I bring from Shemayim are outside proofs. That's why Os is Shaykh more to Shemayim. The more proof is there, the less it's an outside proof. Like I brought tonight. Like if I do a miracle, then I say so. So therefore, the halacha like this and that. It's an outside thing.